Since Ivy Tech Community College acquired the John Waldron Arts Center last year, there has been a concerted effort to raise awareness about the new relationship. A current exhibition literally spans the divide between Ivy Tech's West Side facilities and the Waldron's location in downtown Bloomington. WFIU's Yael Cassander followed the art trail through town.
Ivy Tech Waldron Gallery Director Julie Roberts knows that it's taking some time for locals to get the connection between Ivy Tech, a statewide community college system, and the John Waldron Arts Center, which for many years was under different management.
Ivy Tech does such amazing, wonderful things that kind of fly under the radar for most of the people who are within the city limits. And at the same time, we're doing wonderful artistic things here at the Waldron, which is kind of under the radar for our students on the west side.
So Julie brainstormed artistic solutions for bridging the gap. Ironically, the way she proposed to connect the campuses was with a multi-site art installation that could itself fly under the radar.
There is no frame anywhere around anything.
The artworks commissioned for the citywide exhibition were made by Dylan DeWitt, an artist new to Bloomington whose work Julie encountered during the 2010 call for entries. Although Dylan holds a BFA in illustration from the Rhode Island School of Design and an MFA in painting and printmaking from Yale, the works he created for this installation are neither paintings nor prints, and definitely not illustrations. Dubbed In Plain Sight, the installation's full title might be An Artwork is Hiding Right Here in Plain Sight.
Now, we're here in this hallway where you have obviously done something. Where is it? I failed the quiz.
I did too.
Walking down a corridor in the B wing of Ivy Tech's main campus building, you might or might not notice the randomly spaced turquoise floor tiles, which are always there, until they start creeping off the floor.
Where we are right now is just a cinder block hallway. It's not a necessarily intrinsically beautiful space. You're walking down it, you are definitely en route to somewhere. But then suddenly, you encounter this explosion of blue squares that have migrated from the floor all the way up the sides of the walls, and the experience is altered.
When you start to paint, you learn to see a lot of things that you had never seen before. I mean, you'd seen them, but you had not paid attention or endowed them with any kind of legitimacy as a thing to be seen or paid attention to. And then when you start to paint, you look at the way the light over there is, you know, making a color on the wall. And everywhere that all these things that were not supposed to be aesthetic or beautiful anyway, just, you know, perfunctory cinder block things, all start to become potentially interesting experiences because you're looking for them now. And so it seems like to me that it's important that these kinds of things can happen even in the most banal places.
Dylan hopes to heighten awareness even for the student trudging down the hallway to class. Julie Roberts shared how one teacher found a sly way to show her students how little we really notice.
She led her students through one section of the hallway over some blue tile and through another section of hallway over more blue tile, and we got to another section of the hallway where Dylan had done something involving that tile, and they were like, oh, wow, we see it. And then she said, okay, did you walk over any blue tile to get here? And not one of them could tell her if they had walked over blue tile to get there or not.
You go to the theater and there's a stage. Mm-hmm. Anything that happens on the stage is art. Anything that happens in the audience isn't. In a painting, anything that happens within the rectangle is part of it. Anything that happens outside of it, no. Nowadays, it's also the gallery enclosure. Anything that happens in the gallery is part of the art. Anything that happens outside of it isn't. But I find that there's a lot of interesting things and kinds of experience that just cannot happen when you're expecting them to happen. When you know you're going to see art, you turn on your art-like ways of seeing, and then when you leave, you know you're done, so you turn them off again. And I feel like you miss a lot of potentially incredible experiences because you've turned off that part of your perception.
From the mischievous blue tiles in Ivy Tech's main campus building, you may proceed to five other sites on the west side and at the Waldron, where your consciousness will get a jog even as you're engaging in a quintessentially banal activity.
Not usually a lot of delight in standing waiting for the elevator to arrive.
Here, though, delight is camouflaged in the cloak of the everyday, whether you're waiting for the elevator, heading down the hall to class, or passing a bulletin board crammed with multicolored flyers that read as so much visual chaos.
They're supposed to attract your attention, but they don't, and everyone tends to ignore them. And if you really want somebody to see something, don't put it on a bulletin board because nobody will see it.
So Dylan has chosen the bulletin board, a place meant to attract attention but normally failing to do so, as the place to re-engage attention. I won't spoil the surprise, but be forewarned that the way he's done it is so subtle, it easily escapes notice, which is the whole point. For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
And here's some extra incentive to pay attention. Visit all 6 works of art installed at the 5 different Ivy Tech locations before October 14th and fill out a puzzle card to win a $100 downtown date night package. Details about the contest and images of the artworks comprising In Plain Sight are available on our website, wfiu.org/arts.